from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's an unfair piece of audio that was clipped without context. Look, are there times where I'm rooting against them because of the greater good of me rooting for them and wanting them to make changes that actually get us closer to a World Series? Yes. Okay? I know.
I'm still laughing at me saying that's an unfair and it's out of context. Yeah, like every single one of our drops.
Right. It's just unfair.
No, it's not unfair.
I mean,
listen.
I love the Giants. I do. I love the Giants. And it pains me.
You're rooting against them, though. At the time, you're rooting.
Were you, okay, were you rooting against Chip Kelly at the end so we could have some change?
No, I knew change was coming. I was rooting for a win.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on.
I don't think you needed to root against those Niners teams.
Niners fans were actively rooting against Tom Sula and Chip Kelly. Give me a break.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
If you're
know
a diehard fan, there are times when you root against your team.
I was rooting against Josh McDaniels last year. I was like, this is such a dumpster fire. This is actually good. That he's
but you know
fired.
What? It's you say that, and it sounds easy, and then the game happens.
It's very difficult.
And I'm like, yeah, I can't root
time
against
out.
My team. I can't
Texans
root against my
Niners,
team.
Texans Niners, you weren't rooting for the Reggie Bush Bowl. You didn't want to lose that, because I did.
I mean, I wanted Reggie Bush.
It was in the rain.
I wanted Reggie Bush, sure.
Yeah, I wanted Reggie
Bush. But when the game happened, I was like, I kind of want to win.
No, you did not want to beat the Texans.
I like winning.
No, you didn't. I
like winning.
I call cap.
No, well, you can call cap. We're different.
So in the middle of that game, you had lost all year, and you said, nope, this is the one I want to win.
Reggie Bush was one of my favorite players ever in college football. He's on a short list. My top five, it'd be up there. Peter Warwick, Reggie Bush, Tommy Frazier, Mike Vick, and you could name the fifth player. When the game happens, definitely not Tim Tebow. He's a Florida Gator too. Maybe Ed Reed. He was sick in Miami.
Yeah, he was.
he was sick. Sick. Willis McGay, he's sick. And I hated those Miami Chiefs. They were so loaded. But when the game actually happens and the ball gets kicked off, I have a hard time. Rooting against my team. I do.
No, we all agree, but there are some times.
And when they won the game, I was like, man, that's a fun win.
No,
that's a
you
fun
did
win.
Not. No.
That was a fun
I
win.
I remember when Tom Sula won that meaningless game against the Rams, and it gave the Rams enough ammunition to move up to go get Jared Goff. Yeah. I was furious that they won that game. The Rams deactivated everyone.
That was Kaepernick's last, one of his last wins, right? Did he throw up the fist? Or that was with Chip Kelly? That was with Chip Kelly. I was with Chip Kelly when he threw up the fist at the end. So go ahead, love it.
No, it's usually Bati. I for the most part agree with you on this one. The one time I think I ever truly rooted against a team that I, you know, am a fan of to lose was the final stretch of that 2012 Warriors season when they needed to get into the top seven of the lottery.
They tanked on purpose.
That was probably the only time. But that was kind of like, it's not so much rooting for them to lose. It was more as like a strategic retreat
right.
to no regroup doubt. And get exactly. back down the
no
line.
Doubt. No doubt.
Exactly. Strategic
I don't
retreat.
Think I that's you, what's Sam. Going on here with the
but,
Giants right
but
now.
But in real you, time, Sam. What I'm saying is in real time, though, when they start playing, I'm like, yeah, I'm not rooting against them, but I understand that they don't have a lot of manpower, so they're going to lose anyway.
Well, I'm
still going to root for
no,
them.
Devontae, you know I'm not what I'm sitting saying? Here going like, everyone strike out. Let's get no hit and perfect game. No, but I'm saying like, we lost.
At least get a hit before you lose.
Right, I'm not
exactly.
Gonna,
no, but, exactly.
But look, did I lose sleep over these? Yeah, no, of course not. You don't lose sleep over the loss. He's like, well, there's a benefit. Like, for example,
there's an
2019,
unintended consequence.
2019, Steph Curry breaks his hand. Now, that season may not have gone anywhere because they just got beat by Phoenix by 30 points in that game. 30 points. And the Phoenix Suns weren't the Phoenix Suns of today at that point. And it was
this
like,
is
uh-oh.
James Wiseman?
I was like, uh-oh. And this is even before James Wiseman. But I remember somebody from the Warriors walked by when Whitley and I were doing a video on the court after the game. And they said, you know, Bonte, this could be a blessing in disguise because we're not going nowhere anywhere. Anyway, Steph gets rest. We don't have Clay. Draymond's going to be in and out the lineup. Now you get a top pick. And what did you do? You get a number two pick of James Wiseman, even though it didn't work out. But in a situation like that, I get it.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Yeah, but listen, but once the ball's kicked off and once the ball's tipped off and once first pitch happens, it's just tough for me to like actively be like, oh, I'm going to root against the team. But after the game, you're like, all right, it's not the worst thing in the world, which leads me to saying this. It's not the worst thing in the world that the Giants are scuffling with the September schedule on the horizon. Because if they fall flat on their face in the month of September, and they probably will, well, then we're all going to get our wishes. Because I think 90% of this fan base wants Farhan out of here.
Well, that's it. You know what's harder to do? And then like, you're saying it's hard to root against my team. It's harder to root for Wade Mechler, Jung-Hoo Lee, Trenton Brooks, Encarnacion, Dalton Jeffries, Spencer Bivins. Like, that's hard. That's hard. Okay? Just because they're wearing the laundry, Seinfeld, doesn't mean that, like, I'm automatically in love with every single player. Like, I mean, it's really difficult to get emotionally attached in the proper way and root for a bunch of dudes I've never heard of.
Well, you're already attached to Bryce Eldridge.
You were really high on Jung-Hoo Lee at the beginning of the year.
I was,
really
and I still high. Like Jung-Hoo.
What happened to Casey Smith?
Casey's playing himself out of my love. You know? I mean, you know.
No, I'm not trying to kid. But no, they signed
Jung-Hoo
Lee
to the Beatles.
But no, listen.
You
they,
say
they,
yes, I say no. That's my love affair with Casey Schmidt. Look,
I guess Jung-Hoo Lee's easy to root for because he has swagger. He has swagger,
Bonte,
I guess.
On a team with no heart, it felt like he was somebody that had a little somewhere. I guess heart's not the right word. A little spark.
Well, I mean, they signed him. And I said, who? And people say Jung-Hoo Lee. I said, who? Who? And he had the song, what was it? What is he, the grandson of Wynn, the godson of Wynn? What, I don't even know his nickname. Well, because he was supposed to be fast, right?
Well, his dad is the all-time. His nickname was the son of the Wynn.
Yeah,
son
and
of
his
the
dad's Wynn. The all-time hit leader, right. Correct, for the Korean League?
I believe KBO. So, hits are stolen bases.
Which a lot of people say the KBO is like AAA. So, they give him $100 million.
Well, then he fits right into this team.
He's getting seven this year, 16 next year, 23 the next 2 years after that. And all I do was seeing the dude run into outfield walls and get caught stealing three times and have two stolen bases. His OPS was 641. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, we're loving hard on a guy who's getting out the blocks very, very slow.
That shows how bad it is.
So, you know.
Giants fans were so quick to try and jump on that bandwagon.
Well, dude, we're done.
They're doing
dying?
The Jung-Hoo Lee chants at
no,
games.
You know what?
Like,
I'm going
to
defend Giants
so
fans.
Hungry
no,
for
let me defend. The most
no,
exciting
no, I'm not
thing
criticizing
that happened this
Giants
year.
Fans for. I'm just saying, like, they were really excited to jump on the Jung-Hoo Lee bandwagon. I think it's totally okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, we were fired up to see Pablo Sandoval in the spring training games.
Were we?
Yeah. I mean, but B, there's not a lot of connection. Like, the part of sports is tugging at your heartstrings, right? You have to have an emotional connection. And I just think when it's a bunch of faceless avatars year after year after year after year, it is difficult. To, like, again, like, I
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.